Oh, what a relief. I'm a woman again.
Rightly, you may cease cockneying.
Well, what if I don't wanna?
Your wife is vital to my business. Now leave, or I shall set my freaks on you.
Never, you scoundrel.
Return to the cages full of mutazoids and open them.
Now, get him!
Fear gripped me as the wrong uns lumbered out. But then I realized I was not the object of their twisty-faced fury.
No, I said him, not me, him.
The Bizarringtons had the light of vengeance in their eyes as they surrounded Whackwallop. He was about to reap what he had sown. And it was a crop of cruel barley and painful cherry tomatoes.
What have I done to deserve this? Apart from all the things I've done to deserve this.
First, the tap-dancing snake danced on him and bit him.
Ow, I've been soft-shoes shuffled upon and bitten.
Then the vertiginous giraffe toppled onto him.
Ow, I've been giraffed.
He was so badly squashed, he looked like a large parsnip, and the vegetarian lion ate him.
Dear Rightly, Whack Wallop is dead and you are free again. Now come, let us rejoin the middle classes.
May I bring the man elephant?
As a symbol of your compassion.
I was thinking social climbing tool, but yes, compassion as well, a bit.
My book was an instant bestseller and I was rich again. The reviews were excellent, apart from one, though I've no idea how Mr. Benevolent had become literary editor of the Times.
This is a really, really bad book, and no one should buy it. Unless perhaps you want to buy it, become enraged at how bad it is, take it to Pip Binn's house, demand your money back, and then punch him. Don't buy this book. Do not buy it. 5 stars out of 900.
Having been poor, I was determined to help others with my newfound money. But how?
If you paid for a massive tunneling machine, I could easily reach the center of the Earth. And then we could feed the world, for at the center of the Earth is an inexhaustible supply of meringue. Probably.
Then you shall have the funds.
Harumble! And under my own theory of geo-Pavlovaism, there should be cream and fruit down there as well.
Meanwhile, the man-elephant settled into his new home.
How socially useful he is, for Lady Sneerington is coming round for tea to meet him.
We must practice. Slice the cake, you freak.
Thanks to my tale of riches to rags, to riches to rags, to worse rags, to riches to rags, to riches again, I achieved a certain fame. I was profiled in Warmth magazine, and Good Day, Sir, did a 7-page etching spread of my house. Wherever I went, artists pursued me.
Oi, Pip, over here, mate. Give me a smile. Stand still for a couple of hours.
Hence the term paparazzi. Things were spiffy, splendid, and spantabulous. And they became even more spantabulous when finally Harry's machine was finished. Huge crowds came to see him off.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce inventor and explorer, Harry Biscuit.
Thank you, Pip Binn. Behold my tunneling device. Sorry, my trousers are falling down. I'll try again. Behold my device. A tunneling machine powered by 10,000 moles. With their help and a massive spoon, I shall bring back meringue for all.
Rightly had taught the man-elephant to trumpet fanfare by patient application of kindness and electrodes.
Do it!
And now, let your journey begin.
Not so fast, Pip Binn.
Mr. Benevolent.
And I have brought a friend. It is the man-elephant's greatest fear. A man-mouse.
The creature looked exactly like a mouse, except it had the legs of a man. As it scampered around in its tiny brogues, the man-elephant panicked. The crowd scattered in fear, and finally, Harry and I were alone with Mr. Benevolent.
Harry, quick, into the device. We shall tunnel our way away.
Of course. I shall unleash the moles. Wait! No, my moles! Where have they gone?
Do you like my new moleskin suit?
Yes, it's very nice.
Where are my moles?
Let me check in my moleskin notebook. Or under these moleskin blankets. Where can they be?
No, I think I understand. They must have nibbled through their harnesses and escaped. Run free, moley friends.
Oh, never mind. Now, time to destroy you. Let us all get into the machine.
He pulled out a sword, a knife, a pistol, two muskets, a dozen pieces of field artillery, and a particularly pointy stick. We had no choice but to do what he said.
Isn't this cozy? And it shall become cozier still, because I have replaced the moles with a vast amount of explosives set to go off very shortly.
Surely you will destroy yourself as well.
You forget I am undead. This corporeal form may disintegrate, but I will soon reassemble myself and wreak havoc on the world. You, however, will be utterly destroyed, Pip-Bin.
What about me?
You will also be destroyed, making the sum total of intelligence in the world rise slightly.
Is that a compliment? Hang on, no.
Or is it?
This way I can see the last flicker of light leave your eyes. Witness your dying screams. In about 5 seconds, 4 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 1 goodbye.
Goodbye, Harry Biscuit.
Goodbye, Pip-Bin.
Wait, we are not dead. We are moving.
No. I used enough explosive to destroy anything except the 3 hardest substances known to man. What is this capsule made of?
The usual. Teak, dried porridge, and strontium.
There! The 3 hardest substances known to man.
And the explosion has blasted us into the air. We are still climbing.
We rose higher and higher. London dwindled to a speck beneath us. And gradually, the blue sky turned an inky purple, then darker yet until it was a deep, velvet black.
We are in space.
Oh, this was not part of the plan.
We are alive.
Nor was that.
But alive we were, in space we were, hurtling onwards into the mighty void. Harry and I, trapped with our worst enemy.
Good grief! Marooned in space, and yet somehow you made it back. How?
That is for another day. Return next week, and you shall hear more of the strange secrets I learned of the past, and how I suffered a loss I find hard to bear, even today.
Bleak Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as the Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mrs. Gently Benevolent, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, Jeffrey Whitehead as Dr. Whackwallop, Sarah Haddon as Rightly and Lily, Susie Kane as Pippa, and Mark Evans as Sundry Ruffians, Publishers, and a Vegetarian Lion. The producer was Gareth Edwards.